This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you all for joining the RDN Guidelines Working Group call on 23rd of February 2017. We have Edmund, Max, Dennis, Satish, and Sarmad on the call. Over to you, Max.
Thank you. The idea of today is that we should try to finalize so much that we can send out for public comment. Samad, what channel will we use for the comments, for the public comments?
So it was, decided last time that we will not formally release it. We will not release it as a formal document for public comment, but we will circulate it informally and also present it during the open community session at ICANN 58. And then based on the feedback, we may want to convene back again, make any further changes incorporating the feedback from ICANN 58, and then release it for the final public comment after ICANN 58.
Yes, and what is the circulation method that we can use?
What we've done previously is all of us have gone back and forwarded to our own communities, and then I can obviously forward this to the IDN mailing list, which we maintain at ICANN.
Okay.
And this will also be posted at the meeting schedule.
Yeah. Edmund, please.
Yeah, this is Edmund. I remember I made this comment that the GNSO community, especially the constituencies, are very sensitive about putting out public comments right before ICANN meeting. But I think this is a different kind of document. So I want to take that back, and perhaps the group can take a little bit of consideration that if we can finalize everything by next Thursday, why don't we just put it out for public comments right before the ICANN meetings, so that the message out to the community is more clear. Put in your comments now, but we open it up for a slightly longer period, something like 45 days or something, a little bit longer than the usual, to compensate for the for the ICANN meetings themselves. So I guess I wanted to see if people feel that's a better strategy. Originally, I thought, it's not good to post right before ICANN, but this is a little bit different and probably work better that way.
So, Edmund, your suggestion is a formal public comment.
Yeah, I'm suggesting to do that so that the public sessions that we have during in Copenhagen, we can actually tell people that, hey, if you have any comments, you can put them in right now at the through the public comments period, and we can even address the issue of why we put it out so close to the ICANN meetings, and we've made it longer to compensate for it. Instead of making it more complicated for less, this concern is usually comes in from the GNSO constituencies who really don't like seeing public comments come out right before ICANN meetings, because they will have many stuff on their plate already and have to look at one more thing. But I think this is a little bit different type of document, so I wanted to take that back. Yeah.
Samad, what do you think? Do you think it's possible to create a formal public comment release, so to say, before the ICANN meeting?
Yeah, Samad, perhaps logistically, whether it's possible, yeah.
Right. So logistically, it's certainly possible as long as we can finish the document in time. I'm just worried that whether we will be able to finish in 1 week or not, considering, you know, so maybe it's a good idea if we can revisit this discussion at the end of the meeting today and see where we are and then perhaps have this discussion.
Okay. So let's park that, as Sarmal suggests. So we have a suggestion to make a formal comment release instead of just an informal. Okay, so let us go down into the document and see where we are and where we need to look at, and I think that we should try to have short discussions on each bullet so we have the possibility of getting through. So I see here we have some yellow marks here on Will, and this is, we have in other places we have changed to must. So should we do that here too? That is the question, I guess. Well, I guess that in the first case, should be a must, and in the second case too. Anyone? Edmund says fine with must. Okay, so in the third case too, I think we should have number three, we should have a must too. Anyone have an objection? Your third bullet says that this could be an overlap with recommendation 18. And I think we could have not being fully ready when we go out for comment, instead of trying to solve this issue now. So my suggestion is that we leave it as it is, and if we get a comment on it, that's fine. If we don't get a comment, we'll fix it anyway for the next version. Okay. I take this, I see no objection in the chat. Anyone wants to say something? Otherwise, we'll change the wills to must, and we just let the overlap being there. Okay. Well, here are more wills. I guess that we have a lot of wills. So now we're on page 2.
This has been jumping in, if I can.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so for all the wills, I think, you know, we can probably, in principle, blanket change them all to must, and perhaps we could make it a little bit of homework for everyone to read through the whole document again in the next coming week to see if any of them should be, you know, grammatically or whatever reason, shouldn't be a must. I think that's... That then we can leave it at there and just do the wordsmithing kind of offline and then finalize next week.
So and also, I mean, if we have too much musts here, we will get a comment from someone. If some must should be a should, or must be a should, so we can change that for next version. That it's not that crucial. We have in four a reference. This sentence makes reference to guideline number 3. Guideline 3 is removed or merged. We need to revise this item. I suggest that we just remove the last part here. So it says, with the reservation for transitional actions or action. And nobody disagree, we just remove in accordance with proceeding guidelines. So in recommendation 5, recognize with the existing registered domains that do not. Okay. Yes, okay, so it's only moved, so there's nothing to say about it. That's fine. I think it's a good place. A list of Unicode code points. Unicode code point repertoires. Ahmad, this was originally recommendation 18. So what are you referring to? Please speak out.
No, I was referring to number 5. So I just moved that.
Yeah.
I think we've gone past that. That's not a problem.
Yeah. Yes. Okay.
In recommendation 6, though, I think what I was suggesting was that instead of saying lists of code points, we can now probably say Unicode code point repertoire, because that's what we, I guess, say that now, or refer it to now.
Yeah, I think that that's a good expression, better than list of code points, Unicode code points. So your suggestion is good. Name label is probably better. Either domain name or label. So I think that domain name is probably easier to understand for someone reading it than label, because everybody knows what a domain name is. So the label is the part below the TLD, one could argue. But in a way, the registration is the entire domain name, including the TLD part. So I suggest that we change to domain name here. Anyone against that? Okay. So let's move down.
Quick comment there. Just from the perspective of glossary, I would want to ask how many of these variations will we use, and will we define them synonymously, or will these be different? So we have candidates of name, domain name, label, and domain name label. So from what I understand, at least at this point, we are saying that we will have domain name and label as two separate things, where label represents a part of a domain name and domain name represents the whole whole domain name, I guess. And we will not use the name, and we will not use domain name label.
I think that's a good conclusion, yes. So we try to stick to domain name and label, and then define that what label is, that the domain name is built up of labels, or that label is a part of a domain name separated with a dot.
Right. And I think just responding to Edmund's comment in the chat box, when we talk about label, we should explicitly say whether it's a top-level label or a second-level label and so on.
Yes. These guidelines, they should be applicable also for a third level, I mean, if you are there. I mean, this should be something that you can use for further down, too. We shouldn't be that restricted in that sense, I think. But the focus is, of course, the second level when we talk about the restrictions. Okay, so let's move down. We have number 10, TLDs, registers offering radio stations.
So these are just edits I had suggested. I think either one is fine. Just, you know, reference tables, tables seemed, we normally refer to them as reference LGRs. And then implemented tables, maybe we can say implemented LGRs or implemented IDN tables, but not just tables.
Right. But we had a discussion. We had a discussion quite a long time ago, and we came to the conclusion that these guidelines should also be applicable for a TLD that still uses the legacy format of the IDN tables. And I mean, LGR is just a format of an IDN table. And the restriction that we want to see in an IDN table that only using p-valid code points, etc., is applicable both for legacy format IDN tables and LGR IDN tables. So I think that
right.
This is
in this particular case, it's actually referring to the tables which were developed or are being developed by ICANN. So it's specifically referring to those reference second-level LGRs, not generically reference IDN tables. So that's why the first and second instance, it was being suggested to make that reference second-level LGRs and reference LGR. And the third instance, possibly change to implemented IDN tables rather than just tables.
Okay, I think it's a good suggestion. Yes, anyone have any comment or? Yeah, Edmund, I'm sorry, you raised your hand.
Yeah, was just going to agree with Samad on this particular section, and I was halfway through typing the sentence actually. Because this particular section talks about the reference LGRs, and they're definitely going to be LGRs, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Yes, I agree. So so much suggestion is good. I second that. Okay, then we have in number 11, this documentation will...
So,
Yes, right. Please,
the suggestion here was that we are talking about generally IDN tables or LGRs, not just code point repertoires, because these things include variants and also whole label evaluation rules. When we just say code point repertoires, it just means just a list of code points and not anything more than that.
Mm. And here I think that IDN table is a better choice than LGR, because LGR it's a specific format. So that's
okay.
My view.
Sure. That I think that could work.
Here, number 13. That text is rewritten, I guess.
This is proposed by Edmund as a rewrite for the recommendation on automatic activation.
Anyone having any comments? Edmund, raise your hand.
Yeah, so I should probably just quickly, I'm trying to pull it up on my phone, which is a bit of a, okay. So I just wanted to walk through some of the key aspects and see if we have what we talked about and wanted to cover. First of all, I tried my best not to use I thought through it and tried my best not to use automatic activation, at least not the automatic kind of word. There are many reasons for that. But instead introducing a concept where it's a registry side activation rather than, you know, requested by the registrant or registrar, which is kind of the default. I guess what we have discussed in last couple of meetings is that it by default it must be requested by registrant or the registrar, only in very exceptional cases that a registry side delegation or activation should be done, and in those cases a number of things should be taken into consideration. I have sort of identified five, which I hope is somewhat exhaustive, which we've touched on in our previous discussion. First being the documents from SSAC. I don't know whether we could or should make it more explicit. I was struggling a little bit to identify the actual. I think there are at least two that are relevant, so Salma can help me. But also there may be new documents from SSAC that would be relevant. I wasn't sure whether it's good to keep it open or make it more specific, or keep it open but add the specific ones up to now. So that's number one. Number two is the UX document from the Variant Issues project. I think that's an important document that was referred to. Number three, it's the Variant Issues Project integrated report. I think that also includes all the study team reports and therefore provides a pretty good repository and a body of information. And then number four is the policies from the respective language communities. Here in thinking about Chinese, but also Chinese, Japanese, Korean as a whole, and perhaps for the Arabic situation, the different languages in the Arabic script. And then number five is one more item, which is some operational experiences from those communities, indicating that is necessary or a good thing to have when the registry side activates these IDN variant. So That's the middle big part. And then finally, as an example, utilizing the Chinese domain name consortium as an example, and the related RFC and the report from the Chinese variant studies, the variant studies report, forming all those, kind of fitting the requirements in the previous paragraph as an example, rather than make it specific. We talked about it and said we should keep it generic, but add Chinese as an example. So that's the approach. I don't know if it makes sense for everyone and it captures what we discussed last time.
Dennis, please.
Thank you. So I think Edmond touched on that a little bit, but I just want to make sure. I think I like at face value, I like the recommendation. I think I would like to have more time to review, especially every single document. And what we can do here, if we are comfortable with this recommendation, we should find a reference section where we can put the URLs or directions how to the reader can go to these documents. How the IETF does with RFCs, and they point reference to exactly the source so that the reader is not burdened with trying to find the actual document in order to read have a complete view of the recommendation. So we should try to find the exact resource and put it in a reference table down below the guide.
Thank you, Dennis. I second your yes, Salman.
Sorry. So,
thank you, Dennis.
Are we asking for URLs or are we asking for specific sections within the documents?
Well, I think we're asking for a way to find the referred sources in a separate list, a reference list, and so that you can go from there to the reference list and find the document with an URL. So we also need some way to refer to that instead of having the full name, document name, just a tag to the document. That could be a way. I have some other small things. In the first paragraph, it says, except in rare cases. I think that rare could be removed. They're not that rare where you have ready-to-decide activation. So I think it's rare and has no meaning here. And the second paragraph, in such cases, for the reader, to make it easier for a reader to understand what cases you're referring to, I think that it should say, in the case of registry side approach, comma, the registry, etc. Just to make the text clearer. Otherwise, I'm fine with this recommendation, Edmund.
Yeah, those two edits, those are noted. I think those are good. The actual document actually has the URL in line. I just want to note it that if you go back to the mailing list, the original draft that I sent, all the URLs are there. But this version, you. Dennis, you can't see it because it's also underlined in the because it's redlined version, well, blue line here, but Samad has integrated it in as a link in the text. That's why you don't see the links, but actually the URLs are supposed to be there already.
Well, I suggest that that we instead having the URLs as linked in the document, that we actually have explicit URLs in the reference section, so that it's possible to copy the text and keep in the URL, just as the RFCs does it. That's my suggestion. Anyone? What do you think, Edmund?
Yeah, I think that's good. I wasn't going to say no to that. I was just saying that it wasn't as readable right now, but the URLs are readily there. That's okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And I don't think that we have to fix that for the public comment. It could be the URLs, clickable URLs for the public comment, but for the final version, we should have explicit URLs. Okay, so we can tentatively accept this. Dennis wanted to have a time to go through it. And please, Samad, you have some comment.
Yeah, so I'll make those changes that you've suggested, and I'd remove the ones which were inserted by Edmund and make them sort of hyperlinks, just so that the visibility of this recommendation.
I'm sorry, it was a little bit hard to hear you, but I think I got the message. Let's continue down. Here we have recommendation 15. Just a chain to register supercar by the registry. That's fine, I think. I think the suggested changes there are fine. Sixteen. Anyone else want to have a comment? I think it's fine. A homoglyphs is not a term that people will understand that easily, so we should probably avoid it. And the next change is fine too, I think. Anyone? Okay, let's move down to 18. I'm not sure about this recommendation. It's quite hard to say must here. Anyone want to comment? Well, I'm not comfortable of using must. I'm not sure that we should require that the terminology is used. Edmund.
Sorry, I want to say I was boarding my plane and I lost track which part you said in terms of the must. So I wanted to just quickly refer back to it.
It's recommendation 18 in section 2.7, terminology. Relevant terminology used in the guidelines is defined in the Appendix B of this document with the intention that these definitions will be adopted, it says now, and we have a general changing will to must. So must be adopted by the community. But I guess that will is probably a better term here. And I don't know if it's a recommendation. So it should probably be moved somewhere and not seen as a recommendation. Dennis, you can speak if you want.
Thank you, Matt. I was just making the suggestion that maybe encourage the term encourage could be used here instead of will, should, or may. Those may be awkward, perhaps. And what we want to do is to encourage community to adopt this terminology, but certainly we don't want to impose any, it's not enforceable, so just encourage, yes.
Yes. I think your suggestion is quite good. Maybe adopted, I think may means you're allowed to adopt it, and that sounds, for me, it sounds strange. Satish, what do you think about Dennis' suggestion? Okay, so if Edmund also is fine with that, so we take Dennis' suggestion. Samar, are you with us? Seems like we've gone through most parts here. Okay. Variant. Well, is it Dennis that says that suggested that we should use variant character? We also have a situation where the variant is more like a string, couldn't we? Oh, Samar, we cannot hear you. We cannot hear you. Variant code point sequence. Okay. So then they would be IDN variant or IDN variant code point sequence. It's a quite clumsy expression. But I think that is probably the best suggestion, isn't it? Is anyone everyone fine with so much suggestion of variant code point, IDN variant code point sequence instead of IDN variant character. Okay.
Right. So, I'm back online. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Samad.
Okay. So I was actually going to suggest that we then use IDN variant code point, IDN variant label, and if at all, IDN variant domain name or something like that. So basically use code points, labels and domain names and just attach IDN variants with it.
Yeah, maybe domain name. We should avoid character. And you had the variant code point sequence, which is an alternative. And maybe we should also say that a character should be avoided. Okay. Those are the comments there. So what else do we need to do before we can make this a formal or release it for formal comment? Come on. Edmund, please.
Hey, apologies if it's very loud. It's in the plane right now. Anyway, I think what in terms of moving forward, we should probably, if Samad could help clean this document up and send it out for the group as kind of like a last call that will last right until after our next meeting on Thursday, and kind of schedule this to go out right after next Thursday. That would probably early the week after next Thursday, so that we kind of have a final response if possible. But perhaps in terms of timeline, that might work, barring the requirements from ICANN. So I don't know, maybe Samad can help us.
So when would you want to finalize? Would you want to wait till the next call, or can we finalize before the next call based on the last call?
Edmund, please.
Yeah, I think we should kind of not call it a last call at this point, and let's say it's a final draft, and then put a last call for right after next meeting until Monday or Tuesday for it to be released, unless there's like objection for it to be released, something like that.
It's probably preferable if we release it next week. The week after next, people are already traveling, so it becomes more difficult. At least that's my suggestion, but I'm happy to release it the week after as well, if the working group really feels that that's better.
I think that it should be possible for us to finalize it over email and have it finalized before the next meeting. If we then could release it by the end of next week. Edmund.
Yeah, I just want to agree with you, Mats. I think that in that case, then we should kind of call this a last call and indicate that we will spend a little bit of time going through the document in case there are any issues that come up, but we intend to, you know, close it and then push it out for public comments by, like, Friday next week or something like that.
Okay. Should we then try to do that and use the next meeting to plan for the ICANN meeting instead?
Right. So I will also, since now we have a final version, I can translate that into slides, and I can share the slides with the group, the short version for the IDN update session and the long version for our community session, and we can go through that. Next time in the meeting.
Okay, I think that sounds very good. So as soon as Salman has sent out this revised version, we have a chance to comment and do updates and hopefully just very minor updates on it. And we should remember that this is not the final version, so we will do more revisions based on the comments that we get. So small things can pass. So, I mean, some small spelling error or grammatical error, it's not the catastrophe. We can let that pass. Okay. So, I think we have a plan. Anyone wants to have some final words on this? Ahmad, we have a plan and it looks good, right?
Right. So what I will do is try to get this to all of you on Monday. And then also announce that this is the final version or final draft version, which will be released for public comment. And then give that timeline that we will, any comments are due by the date of our next meeting. And then we will use those comments to finalize the draft in our next meeting. And then release it for public comment by Friday. If it's, sometimes it takes a day or two to get it out. So if we are not able to push it out on Friday, we'll certainly do it by Monday. But aim for Friday at least. Hopefully we'll be able to manage that. I will also circulate the presentations in the meantime for all of you to review and finalize in the next meeting as well. And our session is on Sunday at 9 a.m. on 12th of March.
It's on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a Sunday morning. I'll share that information with the group as well next week.
So it's actually before
the posted.
Yeah, so it's actually before the start of the ICANN meeting.
Well, I guess before Monday, but the dates for ICANN meeting go from 11 through 16. So in that context, I guess it's the second day.
Yeah, okay. because the opening session is on Monday morning. That's what I'm referring to. Okay. That's fine. Yes. Let's close this meeting. 5 minutes.
Right. Sorry, one last comment. Since we have two sessions at ICANN 58, maybe next time we should also finalize who will be presenting at which of those sessions. So we should also eventually get some volunteers for that. Thank you.
Samad, can you please send out the time for the two sessions to everyone on,
yes, I will,
on the mailing list, so that so that everyone will see that.
Yes, I will share those details.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you very much, Samad. Thank you very much, all of you, and talk to you over email, and then talk to you next Thursday. Okay. Goodbye.
Let's, bye.
Thank you. Thank you all for the hard work.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.